I'm Dan Clufstead. Illinois had the highest levels of January to June rainfall on record this year. That's according to Brian Kirshner with the State Climatologist's Office.
The latest data from the National Centers for Environmental Information ranks January through June 2019 as the record wettest January through June interval in Illinois history. Statewide average precipitation during the six-month stretch totaled 28.22 inches.
The previous record was set in 2013 with an average 28 inches. State records go back through 1895. Meanwhile, the hot and unusually wet summer has stretches of Illinois roads at the breaking point, literally. Sam Dunklaw reports drivers are being warned to watch out for road buckling.
It's not the first time parts of Illinois roadways have literally exploded. Guy Trigel with the Department of Transportation says highway workers see the phenomenon nearly every summer.
Moisture that's in the pavement literally begins to boil, and that causes the pavement to expand and buckle or blow out. And with traffic and the pounding from vehicles, that can exacerbate the problem.
Trigel points to Illinois' aging roads, especially interstate highways, which are more susceptible to sudden blowouts. This year, though, state lawmakers have approved a massive infrastructure plan. Over the next 6 years, $25 billion of that will be spent fixing roads and bridges. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The U.S. Census is seeking Illinois teachers to spread the word about an accurate census count in 2020. The State Board of Education says the Census Bureau's Statistics in Schools program invites pre-K through 12 teachers to serve as ambassadors. They will educate students about the importance of an accurate population count, and students can take that information home to the families. Teachers may take advantage of classroom activities offered by the census. The count affects Illinois' representation in Congress and the size of federal education grants for the next decade. The General Assembly allocated $29 million to help ensure an accurate count in Illinois. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago removed a priest from pastoral duties in the wake of allegations of sexual abuse that allegedly took place two decades ago. In a letter, Cardinal Blaise Supich said the Reverend William McFarland was asked to step aside from ministry. I'm Dan Clufstead.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth used her tour of Southern Illinois to answer questions from constituents during a town hall event. Steph Whiteside was there.
Duckworth addressed a variety of issues ranging from immigration to the opioid epidemic. She also looked ahead to the 2020 election and the role the Midwest might play.
I don't think Democrats take over the Senate. I don't think Democrats take over the White House with a ticket that has an East Coaster and a West Coaster on it, and nobody to talk to the industrial Midwest.
Duckworth also stressed the importance of bipartisanship to help heal the polarization in this country. She told the audience that she prioritizes bipartisanship in her work in the Senate, and that it's also up to voters to talk to their neighbors, even when they disagree. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
And you can find more at our website, WSIUnews.org. A Murfreesboro man will head to prison after pleading guilty to distributing methamphetamine. The U.S. Attorney's Office says James, or Jimmy, Sizemore received a 14-year sentence. Evidence at the plea and sentencing hearings established Sizemore was involved with several others in distributing meth in Jackson County. In November of 2017, he sold meth to a confidential law enforcement source. At sentencing, the judge found Sizemore was responsible for distributing more than 1.4 kilograms of ice. That was between June of 2016 and November of 2017. I'm Jennifer Fuller.